word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to our program today. We hope you'll stay with us as we consider what God says in His Word. I believe God has something for you today. As we open the Word of God and read it and begin to understand what God is saying to us, and if you'll listen, and listen with not only the voice of your head, but listen with the voice of your heart, I believe God has a message for you today. He gave us His Word to help us and gave us His Word to encourage us. And I hope that as God speaks to you today, that you will listen to the Word of God. Listen with your heart. Join us as we consider what God says in His Word today. We've been studying Psalm 119. We're actually coming to the end of this series. I think maybe one more broadcast and we're going to wrap it up. Soon we're going to be studying in John chapter 14. And we'll get to that here in a few weeks. But for now, Psalm 119. Some 35 times in this psalm, in just this one chapter, some 35 times we find the little phrase, thy word. God speaks to us in His Word, and David was very concerned about the Word of God and hearing the Word of God. And in fact, Psalm 119 is all about the Word of God. Early in the chapter, he says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. By hiding our word in his heart, often we take that to mean memorizing the Word of God, but I think it's more than that. I think it's taking the Word of God and reading it and studying it and putting it into our heart where we have access to it, as we'll see later as we study the chapter today. Now, I want to remind you very quickly of two things. One, go to visit our website, www.considerhisword.org. These messages you can find there, and if you would like to go back, you can actually go back and hear this whole series of thy word. And each of these messages as we've gone through Psalm 119. Now also from the website you can contact us. I'd like to hear from you also. You can write to me by email. Write to me at apayne@considerhisword.org. That's apayne, A-P-A-Y-N-E, @considerhisword.org. I'd love to hear where you're hearing our broadcast today. If you have any prayer requests or any questions, we would love to hear from you and would be happy to respond to you that way. Now, also, I want to ask you to pray for this ministry. Pray that God would continue to send the funds for these broadcasts and continue to help us and bless this ministry. This ministry goes out all across the United States and even down in the Caribbean through shortwave. And so pray for this ministry. Consider His Word. Go visit our website, considerhisword.org. Now let's get to the Scripture and consider what God has for us today. Psalm 119, today we're going to try to cover two verses. They're very similar in some way because they speak of prayer and calling upon the Lord. Psalm 119, in verse 169, the psalmist said, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. He says, let my cry come near before thee. Now, this is a prayer. He's crying out. And the cry here that he speaks of is a cry of desperation, a cry in which he has no place else to go but to the throne of God. Have you ever been there? You've tried everything else. You've tried maybe money, or have tried some other way to get through life, and yet you didn't find it. And in desperation, you cried out to God. Maybe you were going through some trial, and you tried the psychologist, and maybe even the medical doctors, and tried everything, and just could not find the answer to your problem. And so finally, you come and in desperation cry out to God, that God was the only one who could help you. And sometimes God will bring us to that point that we'll cry out to Him, and there we'll find His help. And so He says, let my prayer be answered. Let my cry of desperation come before Thee, O Lord. Now His request was, give me understanding according to Thy word. Here He asked for understanding. Now, He's not asking to understand the word of God. He's asking that God would help him to understand from the word of God. And you know, when we approach the word of God and when we go to the Lord, now He said, if you'll seek me, you'll find me. Remember, Jesus said, knock and it shall be opened to you. Seek and ye shall find. And as we open the word of God, we pray and ask God to give us understanding in His word, that we would know what He's saying to us. Now, I know that sometimes when you open the scripture and you begin to read a passage of scripture, that it is very difficult to understand. And it's very hard to grasp what God is saying. But you see, He gave us a promise that we could understand the word of God, and that we could come to know what God is saying to us. Now listen, we can study the word of God in a very academic way. And that's good, and that's important. But what's even more important is to open the Word of God and read it in a way that you're understanding what God is saying to you, and studying the Word of God for His message for you. Some have called the Bible God's love letter to us. And in many ways it is. And God wants you to study His Word. That's why it's important to be in the Word of God every day. God may have something that He wants you to do, and He's going to reveal that to you in His Word. You may be confused about life. You need some wisdom. The Bible says, call to God for that wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, said James. He goes on to say that God would give it to us. You may need that understanding from reading the Word of God. Maybe you just need some direction. You don't know where to turn or where to go or what to do next. God can give that to you, and He may give it to you as you read the Scripture. God wants to speak to you, and He will speak to you through His Word. Now, He gave us this promise in John 14, and I mentioned before, we're going to be studying John 14 here pretty soon. In fact, all these chapters through here, 14, 15, 16, very important chapters in the Scripture. But what I want you to see today is mostly just one verse. It's John 14, 26. Jesus is speaking, and He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. Now you see, the Holy Spirit, God has sent Him, the Comforter, to indwell us. And I don't have time to go into all this today. We'll do this at some later time. But the Spirit of God indwells us. And through the Spirit of God, He will lead you. He said He would guide you into all truth. When we open the Word of God, we need to pray and say, Spirit of God, lead me in what You want me to know today. Lead me in what You want me to understand today. Again, David said, let my cry come near before Thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to Thy word. Now, certainly we need understanding of the word of God, but we may need understanding that we gain from the word of God. Understanding about life, understanding about how to live for Him, understanding about that next step that you could take, understanding where God is leading you and what He wants you to do. Now, our next psalm, our next verse is very similar in many ways, except now it has a different promise. And now we actually just go to the next verse, Psalm 119, 170. He said, let my supplication come before Thee, deliver me according to thy word. First he said, give me understanding according to thy word. Now he says, to deliver me according to thy word. Again, let my supplication, here supplication means to come with a request, a plea to God for God's grace and God's favor and God's help. So he said, let my cry come to thee, in verse 169, verse 170, let my supplication come before me. Now the request is different. He says, deliver me according to thy word. Deliver me from what? Well, David, you know, came under great persecution several times, and many that have read this believe that that's what David is talking about, to deliver him from the persecution that he was under. But you know, as we study the Word of God, He can deliver us from many things. Jesus can be our deliverer according to His Word. Let me give you a couple. You know, we need deliverance from sin. Certainly, that's why Jesus came. But I'm not talking about the forgiveness of sin in the sense that Jesus died for our sin, but now we need deliverance from sin every day. Again, I quoted earlier from Psalm where he said, to hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And so the reading of the word of God will help deliver us from sin. Now how? By teaching us about sin and how to avoid sin, to how to avoid temptation like Jesus taught us in Matthew, and learning how to live in a world that bombards us with temptation from every direction. And as we read the Word of God and study the Word of God, we can learn how to live for God and avoid those sins. Not only know what they are, but how to escape from them, to be delivered them. He said, deliver me according to thy word. Now, he didn't say with the Word of God, but by reading the Word of God, we can understand how to be delivered from sin. We can also understand how to be delivered from self. Sometimes we need that. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy, and we need deliverance from ourself, that we take ourselves off the throne and keep Jesus on the throne and follow Him and obey Him and understand how to walk with Him from the Word of God. And then the final one is one that we hear about a lot, and that is from Satan. We need to be delivered from the snare of the fowler, from the snare of Satan. And the Bible tells us this exactly how we can do that. I know I've heard many people say, well, I'm just running from the devil. The devil's after me, and I'm running from the devil. Did you know that once you get saved, once you're a believer in Christ and you're walking with Him, there is nowhere that the Bible tells you to run from the devil. You know what the Bible tells you to do? The Bible says to resist him, and he will flee from you. And from the Word of God, we can learn how to be delivered from Satan, delivered from his devices, delivered from his deceit, delivered from his destruction, delivered from all of the things that he throws at you. The Bible will teach you how to resist him, how to stand up against him like Jesus did, where he said, thus saith the Lord, it is written. And the Bible will teach you how to be delivered from Satan himself. There's a lot of confusion about that, but the Bible will give you clarity. Let my supplication pray and ask God for understanding and ask God for that deliverance. Our time is gone. Join us again next week as we open the Scripture and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.